ज्ञानंजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमो। महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशे गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालय कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो। अंगश्यामलीं चटाभिरभितो मंदेकृतेन्दिवरं जाड्दञ्जागुडरोचसं विदधतं पट्टम्बरस्य श्रिया वृन्दारण्यनिवासिनं हृदिलसद्दामाभिरामोदरं राधास्कन्दनिवेशितो जलभुजं ध्यायेन् तामोदरं। तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि निजमामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नयमाम चरणं। भक्ता विहीनाय अपराधलक्ष्यै क्षिप्ताश्च कामादितरङ्गमध्ये कृपामयीं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्ते चरणा। आज हमारी यात्रा ब्रजमंडल वृंदावन पंचक्रोशी परिक्रमा की, उसमें सब कुछ आ गया वृंदावन का। वैसे तो घूम घूम करके एक एक मंदिरों में एक एक वनों में गए और आज कीर्तन मंडली के साथ सब वृंदावन की परिक्रमा करके, परिक्रमा एक तरह से यहाँ वृंदावन की शेष की। कल सवेरे हम लोग बेलवन में जाएंगे जहाँ लक्ष्मी जी कृष्ण के रास में सम्मिलित होने की लालसा से आज भी तपस्या कर रही हैं। पूरी होगी कि नहीं होगी इसकी संभावना कोई नहीं है। क्यों? कृष्ण ने पूछा क्या चाहती हो, तो राष्ट्रमंडल में प्रवेश मैं चाहती हूँ, आपकी सेवा चाहती हूँ। तब तो गोपी रूप में जन्म लेना पड़ेगा और किसी दूसरे से शादी करना पड़ेगा, वो भी ब्राह्मण से नहीं गोपों से शादी करनी पड़ी। तो ये मेरे लिए संभव था, नहीं संभव है तो तुम्हारे लिए ब्रज में प्रवेश भी संभव पर नहीं है। वहां जाएंगे, वो गोचारण भूमि है, पासी में बकथरा ग्राम है जहां पर बकासुर को मारा था, आसपास में सौभरी ऋषि का आश्रम है, वो गांव का नाम सुनरक है, और भी बहुत से हैं जहां हम लोग नहीं जा सके। मन ही मन में आप लोग हमारे साथ में चारों तरफ से परिक्रमा कराइए। एक्सप्लेन
we perform Vrindavan Parikrama, Panchakroshi Parikrama, full circumambulation of Vrindavan, and in this way we've completed our Parikrama here. Tomorrow we'll go to Bhagavan and then afterwards we'll be leaving to Govardhan and we'll visit the other forests of Brajamandala. So, tomorrow we'll go to Bhagavan. In that place, Lakshmi Devi, she left Vaikuntha, left everything and came there to perform austerities. Not only that, even today she's still there and she's still performing austerities. Why? Krishna came to her and said, oh, what benediction do you want? She said, I want to enter into the Rasa Lila. Krishna said, oh, but there are some conditions. Three conditions. First, you have to give up this Brahmani root. Your form is a goddess of fortune. And take a form like a cowherd girl, village girl. Secondly, you have to follow in the footsteps of the gopis of Vrindavan. And thirdly, you have to marry someone else. You have to marry with a goat, a coward boy, and you cannot meet with me in public. Secretly, in a hidden way, meet with me. So she could not accept these conditions. So until this very day, she's still doing austerities, but she cannot have the chance to enter into Rasa Lila. So we'll visit there tomorrow. In this area, there are so many villages like Bhaktar Gram. This is the place where Sri Krishna liberated Bakasur, the demon Bakasur. And also close by is the place of the austerities of Savari Rishi. That village is called Sonarak Gram. So we have no opportunity to physically go there. So Srila Gurudev very mercifully, he said, oh, by speaking the glories of these places, hearing these glories from him in the our heart of hearts, internally by mind, we go and we touch the dust of those places.
Of Manashiksha, Pancham Shlok. Asat Chesta Kashta Pradap Bikata Pasali Bhiraha Riha Prakamang Kamadi Prakata Pathapati Bhatikarai Gale Badha Hanne Hamiti Bhakbhid Vatma Pagane Kurutang Fatkara Navati Jatha Swang Manaita. हे मन जीवन पथ में भजन के पथ में सब समय काम क्रोध लोभ मद मोह ये दस्यु हैं अपनी कुछ चेष्टाओं से भयंकर रस्सियों में गले को रस्सियों से बांधने वाले हैं और ये लोग मुझे बांधकर मार रहे हैं इस प्रकार से रोते 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 कातर स्वर से बकासुर को मारने वाले कृष्ण कपटता को मारने वाले कृष्ण उनकी प्राप्ति के भक्ति मार्ग के रक्षक कौन है दयालु परम भक्तों को पुकारो स्वरूप राय रामानंद रूप गोस्वामी सनातन गोस्वामी रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी इत्यादि को पुकारो उसके पहले भी और हो गए हैं बहुत उनको पुकारो ईश्वरपुरी पाद माधवेंद्रपुरी पाद श्रील भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर प्रभुपाद ये सब को पुकारो वे तुम्हारे पुकार को सुनकर अवश्य ही रक्षा करेंगे ये हैं काम क्रोध लोभ मद मत्सर्य ये जीवन पथ के लुटेरे हैं कहां हैं हमारे अंदर में ही किंतु भक्ति पथ के लुटेरे हैं भक्ति पथ को ही लूट लेंगे ध्यायतो विषयान गीता में कहते पुंसक संगस्ते सुपजायते संगात संजायते काम क्रामात क्रोधो भी जायते क्रोधात भवति सम्मोह सम्मोहात्म विस्मृति विभ्रम स्मृति भंसात बुद्धिनाशा बुद्धिनाशो प्रणश्यति विषयों का चिंतन करने से हरिनाम करते हैं मन कहां विषयों का चिंतन कर रहा जब देखा अरे मन तो यहां नहीं ये कामनाएं हैं, विषयों का चिंतन करने से विषयों में आसक्ति होती है, आसक्ति से कामना उत्पन्न होती है, कामना से क्रोध उत्पन्न होता है विघ्न पड़ने से, और क्रोध होने से मूढ़ भाव उत्पन्न हो जाता है, फिर भ्रम उसे उत्पन्न हो जाता है। स्मृति में भ्रम हो जाने से ज्ञान शक्ति का नाश हो जाता है, और बुद्धि का नाश होने पर भोगों में निमग्न हो जाता है। इसलिए महाप्रभु के, राधा कृष्ण के, भक्ति पथ के रक्षक जो वैष्णव जन है उनको पुकारो, रो रो करके पुकारो। उनका भयंकर पाश क्या है, कामनाएं आती हैं, आसक्ति आती है, इसके द्वारा भयंकर पाश से हम बंधे हुए हैं, समझ में नहीं आता, मालूम नहीं होता जब बंधे हैं किंतु बंधे हैं। इनका विषयों का संग करने से ही ऐसा होता है। तो उस समय बक को मारने वाले वर्तमा पौ माने पालन रक्षा करने वाले, ऐसे कपटता रूपी बक को मारने वाले, कृष्ण के पथ की रक्षा करने वाले हैं, उनको रो रो करके जोर से पुकारो, वो तुम्हारी पुकार सुन करके तुम्हारी जरूर रक्षा करेंगे। प्रहलाद नारद पराशर पुंडरीक व्यास अम्बरीश सुख सौनक भीष्म दालभ्यान रुक्मांगदोद्धव विभीषण फल्गुनादिनम पुण्यान ईमान परम भगवताम नयामि। प्रहलाद नारद पराशर पुंडरीक व्यास अम्बरीश सुख सौनक भीष्म दालभ्य रुक्मांगद उद्धव विभीषण अर्जुन प्रभृति पुण्यात्माओं को मैं पुकार रहा हूं, मेरी रक्षा करें, उनका स्मरण करना चाहिए सवेरे। इसी प्रकार से और कोई भी उपाय नहीं है, योग तपस्या व्रत होम साध्याय इत्यादि, जो इन 6 रूपों से शत्रुओं से हमारी रक्षा कर सके। हरि भक्ति शुद्धोदय ग्रंथ में सत्संग की ऐसी ही महिमा का वर्णन किया गया है। उनका नामस्मरण करने से, उनका नाम स्मरण करने से हो जाता है, और यदि सामने उनका दर्शन और उनकी हरि कथा हो तो बात ही क्या। जस संगति पुंसो मणिवत स्यात् सतद्गुण स्वकुलर्धय ततो श्रीमान स्वजूथा नाम एव संशय। जैसे समीपवर्ती कोई वस्तु हो, स्फटिक हो, खूब चमकीला कोई चीज हो, तो उसमें वही रंग दिखता है। लाल रंग का फूल लगाओ तो मालूम हो जाए लाल वो हो गया। उसी प्रकार जिस व्यक्ति का संग होगा उसका संग उसकी परछाई से भी ऐसा आ जाएगा। जिस व्यक्ति का संग होता है उस व्यक्ति में उस संगी व्यक्ति के सारे दुर्गुण आ जाते हैं। यदि भजन करते हैं अभक्त मायावादी कर्मी इत्यादि लोगों का संग किया जाए तो उनके गुण उसमें प्रवेश कर जाते हैं। यहां पर वैष्णव का संग न करके उधर से मायावादी और दूसरे लोगों का संग करते हैं, कर्मी लोगों का संग करते हैं, इसलिए उनका संग नहीं करना चाहिए। इसलिए बुद्धिमान पुरुष को स्वजाति आशय स्निग्ध अपने से श्रेष्ठ रसिक तत्वज्ञ वैष्णवों का संग करना चाहिए। ज्ञान वैराग्य योग तपस्या आदि से हृदय की मलिनता दूर नहीं होती, दंभहीन वैष्णवों के संग में के प्रभाव से हृदय की संपूर्ण रूप से निर्मलता आ जाती है, इसलिए उन्हीं का संग करो। दूसरे लोगों का संग मत करो, विशेष करके जो मन कंट्रोल नहीं है, नियंत्रित नहीं है, ऐसे दुष्ट मन का भी संग मत करो। वो वही चीजों का स्मरण कराते हैं और फिर विषयों के भोग में लगा देते हैं, भजन को नष्ट कर देते हैं। एक्सप्लेन।
Now Srila Gurudev is continuing with his explanation of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami's Manasiksha, our Ruka Ruka Bhajan Pranali. According to the commentary of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So now in the fifth verse, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami Pak, he said, Asapchesta Kastab Patap Katapachari Griha Pakam Kamadi Patapati Patkare Kale Patanayam Iti Pakavitva Mapakane. Lust and anger, greed, illusion, they are compared to a band of dacoits, robbers. And when one is traveling along the road of life, one is attacked by them. And they take ropes and they bind the neck of the living entity and torture him. So, at that time, one should call out, his Raghunath Das Goswami Pada saying to his mind, all mind, remembering this and understanding that I am being tortured and beaten by so many dacoits, one should cry out from the core of the heart, feeling the intense suffering of this experience. And to whom should one call? One should call out to the very powerful and merciful Vaishnavas, who are the protectors of the path of pure devotion which leads to Sri Krishna. Here Sri Krishna is called Bakavit, the killer of Bakasur. Why? Because Bakasur is the embodiment of duplicity, of cheating, deception, especially self-deception, deceiving oneself. So, if one will call out to the powerful Vaishnavas, then hearing your cry, he said, surely they will come and they will save you from this very dangerous predicament. In the commentary, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains, in Gita, Krishna has described the action of lust and anger and greed. Jayato vishyam pumsa sangas teshu pajayate sangat sanjayate kama kama koda vijayate koda bhavati samaha samat smiti vibramat smiti brahmsat udinasho udinasha pranashiti. The mind which is uncontrolled naturally wanders and begins to think about sense objects. Then what happens? By simply contemplating the sense objects, the mind becomes attached. And from attachment, this condenses and becomes lust. And when this lust is not fulfilled, then one is prone to become irritated and have fits of anger. When one becomes angry, then one becomes bewildered. And when one is bewildered, his memory is lost. That means he forgets what's right and what is wrong. In other words, jnana shakti, the power to understand the reality as it is completely lost. And when he loses his discrimination, he becomes immersed again in material enjoyments and falls down. And he becomes trapped in an endless chain of birth and death, suffering the results of his own misdeeds. So, Srila Bhadeva Devushan, in his commentary on these verses of, in Gita, he said, it is absolutely impossible to become free from anarthas, such as lust, anger, and greed, by trying to control the mind through jnana, yoga, austerities, and everything. The only solution is to fix the mind on the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. Here, a satchesta kasta pratavikatapash means that the dacoits who are attacking us, they have some ropes and they bind us. What are the ropes? The ropes are sinful activities, wicked deeds, misbehavior. They bind us and force us to do all of these things. Srila Gurudev commented, oh, where are these dacoits? Where are these dangerous persons? They are within our own hearts. And at any time, they attack and they cause us to be deviated from the path of pure devotion and destroy our spiritual life. So, one should cry out to Bhakavid Vartmapagan. That means those pure devotees, they are guardians of the path of pure devotion. Without their help, one cannot make progress. So Srila Rupa Goswami, in his Padyavali, he has quoted a verse. Srila Rupa Goswami Pada is quoting a verse of Sri Ramanujacharya, which is the embodiment of this particular sentiment. Prahlada Narada Parasura Pundarika Vyasambarisha Shab Sukha Shonaka Vishmadavya Rukmanga Daduvarda Vibhishana Kaugunadin Punyan Imam Prama Bhagavatam Namami. I offer my respectful obeisances to the great saintly devotees such as Prahlada Maharaj, Narada Rishi, Parashara Muni, Pundarik, Srila Vyasadeva, Ambarish Maharaj, Shukadeva Goswami, Shonak Rishi, Bhishmadev, Dalvadya, Rukmangad, Uddhav, Vibhishan, and Arjun, and I call out to them so that they may save me. So, in Hari Bhakti Sudhadai, and quoted in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Srila Rupa Goswami has given a verse, Yasya yat sangati pungsa manivatsyasa tadguna sagula dhyayita todhi man sayuta neva samsayat. It means that the chitta, the heart, is like a crystal. Just as a crystal is clear, but if it's placed in a particular environment, then it reflects and takes on the color of the environment in which it's placed. So our heart is like that. Whichever environment we find ourselves, we absorb the qualities of that environment. So if one will associate with karmis, then one will have tendency to go into karma. If one will associate with jnanis, we'll have the tendency to go on the path of liberation, with yogis, etc. So, the purport of this particular verse, a very beautiful comment, that if one has past problems, the mind is being disturbed by these things, then one should call out to the defenders of the path of pure bhakti. By calling out to them, one remembers them. And by remembering them, one will be saved by their mercy. So, by implication, this verse is implying that if by simply remembering the great devotees, one will be saved from all these problems, then how much power will be there if one will directly have darshan of such a devotee, and one will have the direct association and guidance of such a devotee, how protected one will be. So this is the internal purport of this verse. The contaminations of the heart can never be eradicated by jnana, by knowledge, by vairagya, renunciation, by the practice of yoga, or the practice of austerities. It is only by the influence of the association of Vaishnavas who are free from all pride and all material connection, and by attaining their mercy, that the heart easily becomes cleansed of all misgivings. And therefore, Srila Rupa Goswami Pada gave the instruction, sadhu-sangra sutobare. The most important principle for our progress in spiritual life is sadhu-sangra. What does sadhu-sangra mean? Bare means the sadhu with whom we are associating must be considerably more advanced than ourselves. It should be sujatayashaye, means that he is situated perfectly in that very mood that we are aspiring to attain. And snigde means that he has affection for us, that he has selected us to be the specific recipients of his mercy and his moods. So, one should not associate with those who are not on the path of pure bhakti. And especially, very bad association, what is that? Srila Gurudev concluded by saying, the very dangerous association is to associate with our own wicked minds. By keeping the association of our own minds and following the dictates of our crazy, uncontrolled minds, one will be lost from the path of pure devotion and his bhajan will be destroyed.
Shaste shlok. Are cheta prudyut kapat kutinati bharakhara charnamutre snatva dahasi kathamatmanam apimam sadatvam gandharva giridhar pada prema bilasat sudhambho dahusnatva samapinitarang mangchasu khaya. Are dushtman. तुम साधन पथ का अवलंबन करके भी भक्ति का साधन तो कर रहा है, हरिनाम इत्यादि तो कर रहा है, किंतु स्पष्ट रूप से होने वाली जो प्रचुर कपटता है और कुटिलता, उसके झरते हुए मूत्र में स्नान करके अपने को पवित्र मान रहा है। गधे का मूत्र बहुत दाहकारी होता है, सुना है, दाहकारी होता है, तो उसके द्वारा तुम अपने को आग लगा रहे हो, क्षुद्र जीव को जला रहे हो। देखो ऐसा न करो, अब तो केवल राधा कृष्ण जुगल के चरण कमल विषयक प्रेम रूप सुधार समुद्र में अवगाहन करके मुझे भी सुखी करो, अपने भी सुखी हो। तात्पर्य क्या? तात्पर्य क्या? साधक तीन प्रकार के होते हैं, स्वनिष्ठ, परिनिष्ठित और निरपेक्ष। स्वनिष्ठ साधक वर्णाश्रम विहित विधि विधानों का पालन करता है और निषेध का संपूर्ण रूप से त्याग करके श्री भगवान की प्रीति के लिए सतत प्रयत्नशील होता है। फिर से समझो, स्वनिष्ठ वर्णाश्रम धर्म के नियमों का, अनुकूल नियमों का पालन करता है, प्रतिकूल का विसर्जन कर भगवान के प्रीति विधान के लिए सतत प्रयत्नशील होता है। परिनिष्ठित जन भगवान की सेवा परिचर्या और क्रिया के अनुगत विधि निषेधों के अनुसार सारे कार्य, ये विधि अनुसार और निषेध के अनुसार में सारे कर्मों को करते हैं। ये दोनों साधक गृहस्थ होते हैं। निरपेक्ष साधक गृह त्यागी होते हैं, निरपेक्ष, इनकी अपेक्षा नहीं रखते, वो गृह त्यागी होते हैं। निष्कपट होने पर भी तीनों प्रकार के साधकों का कल्याण है। उनमें कपटता रहे तो तीनों ही स्वनिष्ठ, परिनिष्ठित और निरपेक्ष, तीनों भक्ति मार्ग से च्युत हो जाएंगे। और स्वनिष्ठ, इनकी कपटता क्या है? साधन भक्ति का बहाना बनाकर इंद्रिय सुख लालसा में ही बने रहते हैं। इंद्रियों का कैसे सुख हो? अच्छे अच्छे तरह से खाना, जिह्वा का रस और सब जो चीजें हैं ऐसे ही समझो, उन्हीं में तत्पर रहना। निष्कपट भक्तों की सेवा करने के बदले, निष्कपट भक्तों की सेवा न करके धनवान और प्रभावशाली विषय की सेवा करते हैं, अतः तो भजन कर रहे, आवश्यकता से अधिक अर्थ का संचय करते हैं, संग्रह करते हैं, निरर्थक और अनित्य धंधों में आग्रह रखते हैं, विद्यानुशीलन के बहाने में तर्कशास्त्र इत्यादि बहुत से सीखते हैं, कुतर्क इत्यादि सीखते हैं। निरपेक्ष साधकों का वेश बनाकर प्रतिष्ठा संग्रह करते हैं, ये तो वे स्वनिष्ठ। और परिनिष्ठ साधक, ये बाहर से परिनिष्ठित होने का ढोंग करते हैं, किंतु अंदर ही अंदर कृष्णेतर विषयों में आसक्त रहते हैं, भीतर ही भीतर। अनन्य प्रेमी भक्तों के संग की अपेक्षा सत्कर्मी, ज्ञानी, जोगी विषयी इत्यादि के संग में आग्रह रखते हैं, और जो निरपेक्ष हैं, त्यागी हैं, वे अपने को सबसे श्रेष्ठ वैष्णव समझते हैं। मुझसे और कोई श्रेष्ठ है ये नहीं, मन ही मन में उनकी ये रहती है, ये मैं हूं सबसे श्रेष्ठ वैष्णव हूं। वैराग्य का बेश बनाकर अहंकार बसता दूसरों साधकों को तुच्छ मानते हैं, और जो विषय भी भोग नहीं कर सकते हैं उसको भोगने की चेष्टा करते हैं, विशेष करके कामनी कामनी कांचन कनक कमन और प्रतिष्ठा, इनसे बचो। विद्वान होने पर भी, बड़े बड़े वक्ता होने पर भी ये दुर्गुण रहते हैं। इसलिए भक्ति यदि चाहते हो तो छोड़ो, और नहीं तो यही चीजें तुम्हारी भक्ति को सर्वनाश कर देंगे, लोगों की नजरों में गिर जाओगे, पतित हो जाओ। जीवन निर्वाहोपयोगी भोजन और वस्त्र के अतिरिक्त और भी संग्रह करने की चेष्टा, साधन के बहाने स्त्री संग इत्यादि करना, साधन के बहाने। हरि मंदिर को छोड़कर धन की लालसा से विषयी लोगों के सामने उठना बैठना, भजन के बहाने अर्थ संग्रह में उद्विग्न रहना, वैराग्य वेश के प्रति सम्मान देते हैं, यदि वैराग्य का वेश है तो सम्मान देंगे, अब भजन परायण है, वैराग्य का वेश नहीं है, गृहस्थ वेश है, उसको सम्मान नहीं देंगे। इस प्रकार से अपनी भक्ति को ये लोग क्षीण करते हैं। अतः भजन राज्य में कपटता से कुतर्क, कुसिद्धांत और अनर्थ आदि की तुलना गधे के मूत्र से की गई है, यही सब गधे के मूत्र है। इसे अपवित्र होकर के भी अपने को पवित्र मानते हैं, वस्तुतः मूत्र आत्मा तक को दहन करता है, अर्थात तो भक्ति से च्युत कर देता है। बस चलो,
now we come to Srila Raghunatha Das Goswami's sixth instruction to the mind. Ai cheta pradyat kapata kutanati parakara charanutres natvadam sikatamatmanam abhimam sadatum gandharva gridhara pada prima vilasat sudham bodhora snatva sona pinitaram vam cha sukhaya. Person, they may have externally control their behavior. They don't become lusty, don't become angry, but they still have not conquered the enemy of deceit. So, how to overcome the enemy of deceit has been described here. Srila Raghunatha Das Goswami Pad prays to his own mind, oh my dear wicked mind, you are practicing sadhana bhakti, but you imagine that you become purified. So if you take bath, you can become purified. But you are taking bath in donkey urine. So donkey urine is very burning, gives a burning sensation. So what is that donkey urine? Deceit and hypocrisy. By taking bath in this donkey urine, I am burning and suffering, that means myself, the jiva. And you, that means the mind, you're also suffering. So, stop this at once. Instead of bathing in donkey urine of deceit and hypocrisy, instead, you should make myself happy and yourself happy by eternally bathing in the nectarine ocean of pure love for the lotus feet of Gandharvika Giridhari, Radha and Krishna. So now, in the commentary, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur will explain. He will give an elaborate analysis of deceit and how it resides in the heart of the sadhu. There are three types of sadhu for practicing devotees. First, the Swanishta sadhu, then second, Harinishtita sadhu, and third, Nirapeksha. The Swanishtita sadhu describes the rules and regulations of Vanashram Dharma, and he just tries to incessantly please Bhagavan without obeying the rules and regulations of Vanashram Dharma at all. The Parinishtita sadhu performs all activities in accordance with the rules and regulations given for the service of Bhagavan. Both of these types of sadhaks are grihasthas. And the third type of sadhak, Nirapeksha sadhak, is in the renounced order. So, all three of them can only find auspiciousness in their life when they give up deceitfulness. Otherwise, they are sure to go down, they will be vanquished. So, these three types of sadhak have different types of hypocrisy. First one, this one is Titta sadhak, who is serving Krishna according to his own whims. First, on the pretext of practicing bhakti, he indulges in sense gratification. Secondly, instead of rendering service to devotees who are free from duplicity, he renders service to wealthy and influential materialistic people. Third one, he collects wealth more than he needs to maintain his life. The fourth one, he is very enthusiastic for insignificant, futile, temporary enterprises. His fifth type of duplicity is, on the pretext of cultivating knowledge, he takes pleasure in logic and reason and different types of arguments and logic. And then his sixth type of duplicity is, he adopts the dress of a person in the renounced order in order to accumulate prestige for himself in society. So then the second type of sadhak, Pranishtha sadhak, he follows rules and regulations regarding Vanashram Dharma and also regarding Vaidhi Bhakti, rules and regulations for serving Krishna. So, his first type of duplicity is, he makes an external show of being a very strict follower of all rules and regulations, when inside his mind is always meditating on sense gratification. Secondly, he prefers to associate with jnanis, yogis, and philanthropists, and materialistic person, than to associate with the pure Vaishnavas. Then the third category. Third category is the duplicity of the Nirapeksha sadhak, the sadhak who is in the renounced order. His first type of duplicity is he thinks, I am a very elevated Vaishnava. Who is equal to me? He keeps this false ego that in all the Vaishnavas, I am the best. His second type of duplicity is he puts on the cloth of the renounced order and thinking that he's in the highest order, he looks down on others and thinks that they're all inferior to him. The third type of duplicity for the Nirapeksha sadhak is he also accumulates wealth, which is beyond his basic bodily necessities or requirements. His fourth type of duplicity, on the pretext of doing bhajan and preaching, he just tries to associate with women. It's strictly forbidden for those in the renounced order. His fifth type of duplicity is that he keeps very intimate association with materialistic persons because he has an agenda. His agenda is that one way or another he's going to collect some money from them. So he flatters materialistic persons in order to collect funds from them instead of going to the temple and engaging in devotional activities there. On the pretext of doing bhajan, he's sitting and chanting. But what is he sitting and chanting? Only worrying about money, how to collect the money. And the next type of attachment is to weaken one's attachment to Krishna by attributing the importance and respect merely to the external dress and symbols of the renounced order of life, being overly attached to rules and regulations. Therefore, if someone has deceit in his heart, many defects will arise. He will be subject to kutarka. He will be attacked by mundane arguments and kusidanta, false philosophical conclusions due to the deceit in his heart. So Srila Gurudev commented that there are many devotees. They may be extremely learned and they may be expert at delivering a speech or a lecture, but actually this deceit is residing in their hearts and gradually it will cause their inevitable fall down.
ऐसी दशा में हम लोगों को राधा कृष्ण गिरधारी गंधर्वा गिरधारी का जो प्रेम है उसका स्मरण कैसे वृंदावने बिहरतो रीह के लिकुंजे हा देविका कु भरगत गदयाद्यवाचा जाजे निपत्य भूव दंडवट उद्भटार्थी अस्य प्रसादम अबुधस्य जनस्य कृत्वा गंधर्विके निजगणे गण नांग विधि। ये सब श्लोक और भी हमारे रूप गोस्वामी रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी इत्यादि ने जो गंधर्वा राधा कृष्ण जुगल के लिए या राधा जी के लिए या कृष्ण के लिए जो स्तव स्तुति लिखे हैं उनको बड़े प्रेम के सहित पाठ करो और उनको स्मरण करो, ये काम दूर हो जाएगी। विशेष करके महाप्रभु के गणों का जिन्होंने काम पर विजय पाई थी हरिदास ठाकुर इत्यादि सभी, उनका स्मरण करो, हमारी वो रक्षा करें। अन्यथा विद्वता इत्यादि इस विषय में कुछ भी रक्षा नहीं कर सकते। आज हम लोगों का वृंदावन की परिक्रमा समाप्त हुई। पंडित जी के लिए कुछ संग्रह करना है, पंडा जी को देना है। नाउ आवर परिक्रमा ऑफ वृंदावन इज फिनिश, टुमारो वी विल गो टू, आई वांट टू डोनेट इन बिहाफ ऑफ यू ऑल सम डोनेशन टू पंडा जी। इट सीम्स दैट पंडा जी इज नॉट हियर, नॉट हेल्पिंग, बट ही इज हेल्पिंग बिकॉज ऑल नो दैट पंडा, दे हैव पंडा इन वृंदावन, अदरवाइज ऑल पंडा विल कम एंड डिस्टर्ब अस। So, we must do something for them. I think that some brahmacharis and ladies, they should go to all and you should donate something for. Oh. Naam.
So, Srila Gurudev is completing the explanation of the verse. The first part of the verse speaks about duplicity and how this is very burning. But the second part of the verse says,
you should stand one, anyone,
and
if you could wait just 2 minutes, then everyone could concentrate on the translation. If you wait only 2 minutes, it won't be a major inconvenience. You should translate in English and then correct. I love you.
Go.
So Srila Gurudev said that a person who is burning in duplicity,
something you ask all to be.
A person who is in this condition of burning in the urine of the donkey urine of duplicity, what should they do?
Gurudev's telling them. Gurudev's telling them to go.
You
should go and they should go. Don't worry.
After they should collect. Okay.
So please sit down, afterwards you can collect. Srila Gurudev is ordering, please sit down. You will hear Harikatha and then collect. So we have heard about the problem of duplicity. Now Srila Gurudev is explaining the remedy to the problem. If a person is in this situation, then what should he do? instead of bathing in the trickling urine of a donkey, we should bathe in the very beautiful and pure transcendental love of Radha and Krishna. How should he do that? Oh, he should pray. Vrindavane viharato hi akeli kunje matadi papa varakautaka vibramena sandarsaya suyuvayo padadaravindam ganvanvitehi mahi devi kripam prasidha. O Devi, O Srimati Radhika, you are always performing your beautiful pastimes with Sri Krishna in the kunjas of Vrindavan. When will you give your mercy to me that I can see the faces of your, both of your beautiful faces at that time when you are enjoying your sweet pastimes? And in a very pitiful mood, one should weep. Ha Devi ka kubara gadgada yadhyavacha yachaini patya buvidanda vidvatati asya prasadam abhudasya janasya kritta. Gandharvike nijgane gananam videhi. O Srimati Radhika, O Gandharvika, I am falling on the ground, rolling on the ground in great pain, and calling out with you, and calling out to you with a broken heart. O Srimati Radhika, you have so many maidservants. Please accept me and add my name to your register on the bottom of the register of your maidservants. So what Srila Rupa Goswami Pada has written, and the prayers written by Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, they are so powerful. So with great love and affection, one should offer prayers and utter these verses of Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami. Also, one should pray to the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And by doing bhajan in this way, only then will the duplicity of the, in the heart become eradicated. Srila Gurudev explains that vidvata means learning. One may be very learned in Sanskrit or so many shastras. One may be extremely learned, but this learning cannot save you. It will not do anything to deliver one from the clutches of duplicity. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami Pada prays to his own mind. Oh my dear wicked mind, you are practicing sadhana bhakti, but you imagine that you become purified. So if you take bath, you can become purified. But you are taking bath in donkey urine. So donkey urine is very burning, gives a burning sensation. So what is that donkey urine? Deceit and hypocrisy. By taking bath in this donkey urine, I am burning and suffering, that means myself, the jiva. And you, that means the mind, you're also suffering. So stop this at once. Instead of bathing in donkey urine of deceit and hypocrisy, instead you should make myself happy and yourself happy by eternally bathing in the nectarine ocean of pure love for the lotus feet of Gandharvika Giridhari, Radha and Krishna. So now, in the commentary, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur will explain. He'll give an elaborate analysis of deceit and how it resides in the heart of the sadhu. There are three types of sadhu for practicing devotees. First, the swanishta sadhu, then second, harinishtita sadhu, and third, nirapeksha. The swanishtita sadhu discards the rules and regulations of Varnashram Dharma, and he just tries to incessantly please Bhagavan without obeying the rules and regulations of Varnashram Dharma. The Parinishtita Sadhu performs all activities in accordance with the rules and regulations given for the service of Bhagavan. Both of these types of sadhaks are grihasthas, and the third type of sadhak, Nirapeksha Sadhak, is in the renounced order. So all three of them can only find auspiciousness in their life when they give up deceitfulness. Otherwise, they are sure to go down. They will be vanquished. So, these three types of sadhak have different types of hypocrisy. First one, this one is the sadhak, who is serving Krishna according to his own whims. First, on the pretext of practicing bhakti, he indulges in sense gratification. Secondly, instead of rendering service to devotees who are free from duplicity, he renders service to wealthy and influential materialistic people. He collects wealth more than he needs to maintain his life. The fourth one is very enthusiastic for insignificant, futile, temporary enterprises. His fifth type of duplicity is on the pretext of cultivating knowledge, he takes pleasure in logic and reason and different types of arguments and logic. And then his sixth type of duplicity is he adopts the dress of a person in the renounced order in order to accumulate prestige for himself in society. So then the second type of sadhak, pranishtha sadhak, he follows rules and regulations regarding Varnashram Dharma and also regarding Vaidhi Bhakti, rules and regulations for serving Krishna. So his first type of duplicity is he makes an external show of being a very strict follower of all rules and regulations, when inside his mind is always meditating on sense gratification. Secondly, he prefers to associate with jnanis, yogis, and philanthropists, a materialistic person, than to associate with the pure Vaishnavas. Then the third category. Third category is the duplicity of the Niramaksha Sadhak, the Sadhak who is in the renounced order. His first type of duplicity is he thinks, I am a very elevated Vaishnava. Who is equal to me? He keeps this false ego that in all the Vaishnavas, I am the best. His second type of duplicity is he puts on the cloth of the renounced order and thinking that he's in the highest order, he looks down on others and thinks they're all inferior to him. The third type of duplicity for the Niramaksha Sadhak is he also accumulates wealth, which is beyond his basic bodily necessities or requirements. His fourth type of duplicity, on the pretext of doing bhajan and preaching, he just tries to associate with women. Strictly forbidden for those that are around the border. His fifth type of duplicity is that he keeps very intimate association with materialistic persons because he has an agenda. His agenda is that one way or another he's going to collect some money from them. So he flatters materialistic persons in order to collect funds from them instead of going to the temple and engaging in devotional activities there. On the pretext of doing bhajan, he's sitting and chanting. But what is he sitting and chanting? Only worrying about money, how to collect the money. And the next type of attachment is to weaken one's attachment to Krishna by attributing the importance and respect merely to the external dress and symbols of the renounced order of life, being overly attached to rules and regulations. Therefore, if someone has deceit in his heart, many defects will arise. He will be subject to Kutarka. He will be attacked by mundane arguments and Kusiddhanta, false philosophical conclusions due to defect, the deceit in his heart. So Srila Gurudev commented that there are many devotees. They may be extremely learned and they may be expert at delivering a speech or a lecture, but actually this deceit is residing in their heart and gradually it will cause their inevitable fall down.
ऐसी दशा में हम लोगों को राधा कृष्ण गिरधारी गंधर्वा गिरधारी का जो प्रेम है उसका स्मरण कैसे वृंदावने बिहरतो रीह केली कुंजे हा देवी का कु भरगत गदयाद्वाचा जाजे निपत्य भूव दंडवत उद्भटारती अस्य प्रसादम अबुधस्य जनस्य कृत्वा गंधर्विके निजगणे गण नांग विधि। ये सब श्लोक और भी हमारे रूप गोस्वामी रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी इत्यादि ने जो गंधर्वा राधा कृष्ण जुगल के लिए या राधा जी के लिए या कृष्ण के लिए जो स्तव स्तुति लिखे हैं उनको बड़े प्रेम के सहित पाठ करो और उनको स्मरण करो, ये काम दूर हो जाएगी। विशेष करके महाप्रभु के गणों का जिन्होंने काम पर विजय पाई थी, हरिदास ठाकुर इत्यादि सभी, उनका स्मरण करो, हमारी वो रक्षा करें। अन्यथा विद्वता इत्यादि इस विषय में कुछ भी रक्षा नहीं कर सकते। आज हम लोग का वृंदावन की परिक्रमा समाप्त हुई। पंडित जी के लिए कुछ संग्रह करना है, पंडा जी को देना है। नाउ आवर परिक्रमा और वृंदावन इज फिनिश, टुमारो वी विल गो टू, आई वॉन्ट टू डोनेट इन बिहाफ ऑफ यू ऑल सम डोनेशन टू पंडा जी। इट सीम्स दैट पंडा जी इज नॉट हियर, नॉट हेल्पिंग, बट ही इज हेल्पिंग बिकॉज ऑल नो दैट पंडा, दे हैव पंडा इन वृंदावन, अदरवाइज ऑल पंडा विल कम एंड डिस्टर्ब अस, सो वी मस्ट डू समथिंग फॉर देम। आई थिंक दैट सम ब्रह्मचारीज एंड लेडीज दे शुड गो टू ऑल एंड यू शुड डोनेट समथिंग फॉर, ओ नाम अभी पहले
completing explanation of the verse. The first part of the verse speaks about duplicity and how this is very boring. But the second part of the verse says,
you should stand one, anyone, and
if you could wait just 2 minutes, then everyone could concentrate on the translation. If you wait only 2 minutes, it won't be a major inconvenience. You should translate in English and then correct. I want you to
go.
So Srila Gurudev said that a person who is burning in duplicity, the truth
something,
is
something you are all to be.
A person who is in this condition of burning in the urine of the donkey urine of duplicity, what should they do?
Gurudev is telling them. Gurudev is telling them to go.
You
should go and they should go. Don't worry.
After they should collect. Okay.
So please sit down. Afterwards, you can collect. Srila Gurudev is ordering. Please sit down. You will hear Hari Katha and then collect. So we have heard about the problem of duplicity. Now Srila Gurudev is explaining the remedy to the problem. If a person is in this situation, then what should he do? Instead of bathing in the trickling urine of a donkey, he should bathe in the very beautiful and pure transcendental love of Radha and Krishna. How should he do that? Oh, he should pray. Vrindavane viharato hiyake likunje matadipapavara kautaka vibramena sandarsayasva yuvayo padadaravinda ganvandidehi mahi devi kripam prasidha. Oh Devi, oh Shrimati Radhika, you are always performing your beautiful pastimes with Sri Krishna in the kunjas of Vrindavan. When will you give your mercy to me that I can see the faces of your, both of your beautiful faces at that time when you are enjoying your sweet pastimes? And in a very pitiful mood, one should weep. Ha Devi ka kubaragad gajaya dhyavacha yachaini patya buvidanda vidvatati asya prasadam abodasya janasya kritta. Gandharvike nijgane gananam videhi. Oh Srimati Radhika, oh Gandharvika, I am falling on the ground, rolling on the ground in great pain, and calling out with you, and calling out to you with a broken heart. Oh Srimati Radhika, you have so many maidservants. Please accept me and add my name to your register on the bottom of the register of your maidservants. So what Srila Rupa Goswami Pad has written, and the prayers written by Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, they are so powerful. So with great love and affection, one should offer prayers and utter these verses of Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami. Also, one should pray to the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu
And by doing bhajan in this way, only then would the duplicity of the, in the heart become eradicated. Srila Gurudev explains that vidvata, vidvata means learning. One may be very learned in Sanskrit or so many shastras. One may be extremely learned, but this learning cannot save you. It will not do anything to deliver one from the clutches of duplicity.